Well, here's an author's note. Wax is science fiction. As such, its fiction must have a physics that creates a what-if that renders the incomprehensible comprehensible. Consider this. Wax is a movie that has always looked back at you. After the last frame, it once entered the internet, becoming the first movie on the internet, where it now and then and again continues forever. How does this happen? Well, consider this as a frame movie. Frames within frames, stories within stories. Much like 1001 Nights, told both backwards and forwards, in order to save the world. Then, having considered this, look at it and see that as a frame movie. It exists as a series of frames of boiling feedback that pass into the distance. For feedback or recursion are the perspective of time. And within this perspective, we see sequences of frames within frames that, however, of course, must always follow the psychophysics that allow movies to exist. That is to say, the persistence of vision. Psychophysically, these frames must merge as they twirl through space at accelerating velocity. And so, through the persistence of vision and the merging of the frames within the frames of the frames of the stories and the stories, Wax has become a movie that can see you. And it does this through telepathy, for in this manner it has become a telepathic movie. For scientifically, it has been well known since it was proved by the Transylvanian geometer Bolyai in the year 1831 that spatial animation squared equals telepathy. I'll let you look that one up. But I will tell you that now that this has been proven in the past, it is in this way that we have now arrived at a future where I am telling stories to the UFOs just by thinking.